Wrapping up the season with the state track and field meet. You had a couple of guys down there competing, did very well. Congrats, your senior Austin Thompson, just every week improved that mile time a little bit more. He goes down to state and runs a school record, I should say, and his all-time best, and picks up a medal.
Yeah, really happy for Austin. He'd been working all year to get under five, and he did that his last three meets, kind of cutting time each and every one. So, I thought he was going to run well. I didn't really think he was going to cut 11 seconds off, which was huge. And then we kind of got to looking at it, and Coach Chesterman came up and he said, "Hey, what was the tenths on the record?" And in our spreadsheet we have, it only goes to the tenths, and they both tied. Him and Burton from 2005. We're both at 442.4, and so luckily it was at the state meet when Burton ran that, so we were able to look that up, and they had it out to the thousandth, and Austin Thompson, he got it by 0.01, so
wow.
Super close.
Burton's probably going, "Cole, you better check that again, you see if that's correct." But no, that's a great time, no question about it, and to knock 11 seconds off, it's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, it's huge. He came out really hot, and he knew he had to, and I didn't know if he would be able to sustain that, but he did. He kind of looked a little tired coming around on that last lap, I think, but he had enough, and he had a little bit of a kick at the end, and he ran a great time. Very, very happy for Austin.
Got three guys from the district from the RPAC medal in that. Carson Trompke, of course, won it. Kale Garrett of Medicine Valley, and then Austin. So that proves how tough the conference in your district was in that race.
Yeah, that was – that was a huge race for our conference, and just the whole meet is, in a whole, I think our conference did really, really well and had some really good times in marks. So, we're in a really tough, competitive conference, which is good for kids to go out and compete against the best.
Gage Hammond down there, watched a little bit of his vault and everything. I think he got up to 12 feet, if I'm not mistaken. Didn't go after that, but still, as a freshman, to get up there, you get that 12-foot barrier, that's only going to help him for the years to come, isn't it?
Yeah, it's huge just for him to get down there. He cleared his first two attempts, 11, 11, 6, first attempt, and then I think he got 12-foot on his third. 12-6 would have been his PR. He PR'd at districts at 12-4. He had a couple good shots at it, but I think it would have taken 13 foot to place for him, but it was good for him to get down there. He ended up finishing 13th overall, and I think he's one of two freshmen in the vault, so very happy for Gage, and it's going to set him up for some good stuff down the road, I think.
And that puts him, I think, fifth on your all-time charts, is that right? The 12-4?
12-4, yeah, put him
before.
Fifth.
Yes, put him number five in the charts, so pretty good, yeah.
Yeah, not bad. He's got a bright future ahead of him for sure. He's going to continue to work hard, get a little faster and stronger, and I think he's got some good vaults ahead of him.
I know you're looking forward now to what next season has to offer. I know you had some injuries to deal with, some individuals who maybe didn't compete a lot the whole season. Hopefully get them back, and you've got a lot of, especially on the girls' side, I mean, you've got a lot of kids back next year, don't you?
Yeah, girls, we return everybody but three. We lost three seniors. We'll get a few back from injury, hopefully. And then there were a decent amount of kids that kind of transferred in second semester that are looking to go out probably this year. So, and I think they can really, really help us. So, very excited. Girls' side should be pretty competitive. We have a decent amount of freshmen coming in that should provide some good depth for us. And boys' side, we're going to be down a little bit in numbers, but do have a decent-sized freshman class coming in. So, very excited for next year. I think it sets up to be a very good one.
Yep, no question. And, boy, I don't know, can the conference repeat what they did this year as a whole and into next year? Because you lose some seniors that really score, had a lot of medals at the state meet.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of youth that did well as well. So I think overall it's going to be a pretty competitive a conference again. Definitely lost some seniors at the top, but I think it'll continue to fill in. I think there's some decent freshmen coming up across the conference as well.
I know next year, especially on the girls, you've got, I know you with injury situation with Anastasia Gagos with a knee injury once again. She was a state, she went to state the last couple of years. You're hoping she gets back healthy and get back on those hurdles again next year.
Yeah, it sounds like The her knee injury wasn't as bad as we had thought, so she should be able to get back a little bit sooner this summer here in a couple weeks and be good to go. So, hopefully she can stay healthy. She's she's got potential in 3 or 4 events to qualify for next year, so that'd be huge for sure.
And there's some others I know, some others that in the high jump with the one you coach right there. Your high jumpers, look out next year. That should be a fun event to coach next year, shouldn't it?
Yeah, well, high jumper should be pretty good. We've got Peyton Truxa is looking to kind of build off of her last few years. She's gotten to kind of 5'1" barrier, and I know she's got a few inches in her to get a little higher. And then Caitlin Adams has come on strong there as well. And then Aspen Billiter coming up as a freshman. She's got a ton of potential. So, yeah, high jump should be a really strong point for us coming in next year.